We have to learn. All right. The Mishnah told us in Yud Alf Med Alef at the bottom, the basic rule of Schach. Kol shehu mekabel tuma ve'en gidulo min ha'aretz em misachin boy. Kol dover she'eno mekabel tuma ve'gidulo min ha'aretz misachin boy. The basic rule is that in order to use it as schach, it has to grow from the ground, and it cannot be mekabel tuma. If it does not grow from the ground, or it is mekabel tuma, you cannot use it as schach. What is the source for that halacha? So the Gemara tells us over here at the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We discussed it briefly yesterday at the bottom of Yud from Yud Beis, the famous sugya of are we sitting in Sukkos, Zeichel, the Sukkos Mamish? Did we really sit in Sukkos on the way out of Mitzrayim? Or perhaps it was Zeichel Anani HaKavod, but the Gemara abandons that possibility. And over here, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara finally arrives at the source. The Gemara says, Ki Yasa Ravin Amar Rav Yechon, at the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ba'as Becha Migarncha Miyikvecha. Pasuk in Parashas Re'e, Chag HaSukkos Tasa L'Choshev HaSyamim, when should you celebrate Sukkos? Ba'as Becha Migarncha Miyikvecha, when you are gathering in the items from the field. So the Gemara comments, B'psoiles Gurin V'yekev. Obviously, if it's at the time that you're gathering the stuff in from the field, you should use the waste, you know, the extras from the field. What's that? The branches, the grape vines, and the husks of the wheat. B'psoiles Gurin V'yekev HaKosim Medaber. Okay, so we have, it's supposed to be things that grow from the ground, and not the food. The food would be Mekabel Tuma, not the food, but the branches. So we have a source now for the fact that it cannot be Mekabel Tuma, and what? It has to grow from the ground. Very basic. And it's not the food itself. The food itself will be Mekabel Tuma. So the Gemara says, how do you know it's talking about the waste, the psoiles? Maybe it's talking about wheat kernels, or it's talking about the grapes itself. It says wine, not grapes, wine. You can't be misachich with wine. Why can't you be misachich with wine? Everybody say, why can't you be misachich with a liquid? It'll fall through, obviously. You can't have a roof that's made out of liquid, right? There was a place near the Hermon. Maybe it's talking about congealed wine, which comes from the Hermon. It looks like a date cake. So Amar Abzera, maybe you could have schach with that. I'd imagine the bees, but all right. Amar Abzera. Ha milsa havabiyoda, and we had such a strong tradition. Vasa Rav Yirmiyah v'shod bei Narga. Rav Yirmiyah is reigning in our parade. He's shooting arrows in what we thought was an ironclad, source. Ravashi Yomar. Ravashi says, no, we don't have any problems because of Rav Yirmiyah's argument, because the pasuk says, migarn chavalo garin atzmai, miyikvech chavalo yekev atzmo. From implies not the item itself, but a derivative of the item. So not the grapes, but something from the grapes. What's that? The branches. Not the wheat, but something derivative of the wheat. What's that? The husk. V'lo yekev asma. Rav Chisda amar mehachar. Rav Chisda is another source from the pasuk in Sefer Nechemiah. Tzu'u ha'har ve'viu olai al Isaias, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, and it was the time of the Yontif of Sukkos, he told them, go out and collect branches from olive tree, v'alei zayis shemen, v'alei hadas, v'alei tmarim, v'alei eitz ofis. Go out and collect these items to build a sukkah. Sigmar says, Hainu Hadas, Hainu Eitz Avos. Why is there both of them mentioned in the Pasuk? They're the same item. Amar Rav Chisda, Hadas Shaita, Lesukava, Hadas Eitz Avos, Lululav. Kosher Hadasim for the Lulav. Not in order to be Kosher Hadasim, it has to be three on the same row. If it's not three on the same row, it's no good. It's called a Hadas Shaita. It's unusual. So therefore, that was used for the Schach. This is supposed to be used for the Dalaminim. Okay, so we have a source, the basic source for the halacha that the schach has to be something that grows from the ground, can't be mekabel tuma, is from, there's a, you know, a smach from the pasuk in Sefer Nechemiah, but the real source is from be'as becha migarncha miyikvecha, something that is derived from the grapes, from the wheat. What is that? The husk, which or the branches, the grapevines, which grow from the ground, but are not mekabel tuma. So therefore, it's obvious, I mean, it seems obvious, but anything that doesn't grow from the ground is no good for a schach, even if it comes from the ground, but it doesn't grow from the ground. Again, it comes from the ground, but doesn't grow from the ground. What would be an example of that? So what about metal? Metal is, of course, found in rocks. So that comes from the ground, but it doesn't grow in the ground. So metal is, besides the fact that if you fashion it into any kind of utensil, it will be makabel tuma. But even if it's not fashioned into the form of a utensil, simply, you know, just random rocks, you can't be mesachich. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that from the Rambam over here. Some in Tafresh Chav Tesef Aleph Davish Mesachim Batzarch Shiyat Tzaymeach Min Haaretz Vitalush and detached from the ground. Ve'enu makabel tuma. Three rules: detached from the ground, be dealt with by the tree, and it has to grow from the ground. It can't be makabel tuma. Lo Davish She'enu Tzaymeach Min Haaretz Alfa Pisha Gidula Min Haaretz. Even though it's found in the ground, but it doesn't grow in the ground, it's no good. What is an example of that? So he gives animal skins. Animal skins, we would say, not even found in the ground. But sometimes, the Gemara mentioned over here, Yudah Mebeis, maybe animals can be compared to things that grow in the ground, maybe not. We assume that it's not. She'en mekabel tuma. But mine matachas, metal, comes from the ground, but doesn't grow in the ground. You can't be mesachik with that. And the Rama adds, in the name of the Ran, the Ritva, it's found over here, Yubez Manalaf, Afar also, dirt. You can't take dirt and be mesachik with dirt or sand. You would say, where do you ever have such a scenario? So it could come up all the time. The Prima Gadim has a suffix. What about glass? We discussed that. Can you mesachik with glass? So you'll say, well, it doesn't provide any shade. What kind of sikhuch is that? It's a good argument. Maybe glass is like air. There's no shade. One can make that argument. But either way, the Prima Gadim says, I'm not sure how they make glass. It was a mystery in his days. In our days, we know how they make glass. It comes from sand and from dirt and other things that come from the ground. So obviously, the later postgame, Rav Tzipei Zechrenger, of course he cannot be mesachik with glass. Even if you'd have tinted glass, it comes from the ground but doesn't grow in the ground. That's no good. Or certainly, the later parts can say plastic. Plastic, of course, a chemical compound, so that would be no good. Or nylon, I think, is also entirely synthetic. But even if it would come, I think they originally made nylon from something in the ground. Or rubber used to be made. Anybody ever see a rubber tree? They have them in South America. So rubber trees, that's why Ford initially had its plant in South America. They used the rubber for the rubber trees. Afterwards, they started making tires from other synthetics. But initially, it came from a tree, from the sap of a tree. So you, from the sap of a rubber tree. So that comes from the ground, but doesn't grow in the ground. So again, that would all be, the assumption is that these things are no good. That's the same as dirt or rocks. You can't be mesachik with these items. It has to be something specifically that grows from the ground. So we understand what grows from the ground basically means. It's not that complicated of an issue. But what about the other stipulation? In order to be kasher for schach, it can't be mekabel tuma. If it's mekabel tuma, that's no good. So what is the what exactly the limits? What is considered to be mekabel tuma? Grow from the ground. We got it can't be something that's found in the ground. It has to grow from the ground. What about something, though, that's makabel tuma? What's considered to be makabel tuma? So the Gemara picks up with that discussion, Yubez and Mebez. The bottom of Yubez and Medalef, we're going to skip over. We discussed this, all Tassav Lomina, Asri issues. We discussed most of it. But on the top of Yubez and Mebez, the Gemara discusses what's considered to be makabel tuma. So Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, third line in Yubez and Mebez. Sichacha bechitz in zecharim kshera. Benekeva is psua. There were two ways of having spears. Look like kind of bamboo that we would use. But in those days, it was a spear. So they wanted to use it as schach. Are you able to use the spear as schach? So the Gemara says, if it doesn't have an indentation in it, it protrudes. And then it's going to, you put the metal, the sharp part on top. So the Gemara says, but there's no indentation in the spear itself. The wooden part, the metal part, you for sure can't be mesachik with that part of the spear. The Shulte Giborim says that's metal. Metal is makabel tuma. No doubt about that. A metal utensil is makabel tuma, no matter what size it is, makabel tuma. What about if it's wood? So if it has an indentation, it has what's called a base kibul, so then you can't be mesachik with it. That's the nekevos, the chitzin nekevos. That they have the indentation where they would put the metal part into the spear, the wooden spear, then it's possible. If it's a charim, it doesn't have an indentation to base kibul, then it is not possible, then it's kosher. Zecharim kshera. Sigmar says, pshita. That's obvious. It has no base kibul. It's just a wooden spear. Why should it be no good to use for schach? Mal de tema nigzar zacharim atin akevas kamash malon. I would have thought when we're going to allow zacharim spears, people are going to see spears. This guy's using spears for his sukkah. We all have lots of spears. We're hunters and whatever. So maybe I'll come to use my spears and people won't know that there's a legitimate concern. People won't know that there's a difference between zacharim and akevas. Okay, so kamash malon, we're not guys are one, out to the other. Then the Gemara continues on the next line. Binekeva is psula pshita. That's also obvious. Both of them are obvious. Zecharim ksheira, that's obvious. Gemara says, no, maybe I should have precluded it. Gzeira atu nekevas. But the fact that nekevas itself is possible is obvious. Pshita. Gemara says, no, ma'u detema beis kibul ha'asli v'malo is lo shmei kibul. I would have said that a beis kibul that is made to hold something, I'm sorry, that is made to be filled, like over here, yes, it's true, the spear has an opening, an indentation in the top, where you're going to put the metal spike, or whatever it is, you're going to attach it to the top. So, but that's made to be filled. It's not that it's open to be filled by anything. I could decide to put, a punch in there, or I'm going to collect pennies in there. It's made for the top of the spear, for the sharp blade. That's what it's made for. So I know what it's made for. The center base kibul also the malo is loish me kibul. Maybe that should not be considered to be a base kibul, an indentation where it is usable for other items because it's only made for the tip of the spear. It's only made for the blade. Loish me kibul. Therefore, maybe it should not be a kli with regards to kabbalas tuma kamash malan. That's why we had to teach us that the nekevas are possible, even though it's only made for one item and you're going to attach the blade to the top. It's still considered to be a kli. For Kabbalah Stilman, you can't be Mesachech with the Chitzim Nekevos. Yeah, what do you want to say, Aaron?
I just have, when do the Chachavim decide to be Gozer something after something else? This seems like a classic case where there would be Gozer, Zacharim after Nekevos.
Yeah. I don't know. It depends on how similar they are, what the real fear was.
It's
a sociological study, meaning how much do we have to be afraid. So some, maybe we thought we should, and Kamash Malan, that it's not that much of a fear, people can tell the difference between the two. Taisvis says over here, why the Zacharim kosher? We'll get to why the Nekevus apostle, but Taisvis gets to why the Zacharim kosher? Not because we should be good as Zacharim after Nekevus, the Gemara says we're not good as one after the other. But Taisvis had a rule earlier on Hey Amid Aleph, that Pshute Kli Eitz are Mekabel Tumah. Even though normally metal kalim don't need to have a base kibul in order to be makabel tumah, but in order for kli eitz to be makabel tumah, it has to have an indentation. It has to be able to hold something. So if it can't hold something, it's no good. Nonetheless, Taisus says, pshute kli eitz, if you have, he quotes from a Gemara in Baba Basra, if you have flat boards of wood, it is makabel tumah midrabbanan. Not midrashim, midrashim has to have a base kibul. But midrabban will be makabel tuma. Why? Because it has a use, like a cutting board or a baker's board where they would bake bread on it. So it's called the daf shel nachtumim, the board of bakers. So the daf shel nachtumim, Taisa says, is makabel tuma. It's a Gemara Bava Basra, Samach Bava Medalef. So if the daf shel nachtumim is makabel tuma, why isn't the chitz in Zacharim also makabel tuma, also has a use. It's the broomstick, the head of the spear, the spear part of the blade. Why shouldn't that also the handle? Why shouldn't that also be makabel tuma, just like the daf shel nachtumim? So Taisus says over here, the second Taisus beis mebeis lo domu l'sharp shute kliyets. It's not the same as other flat kliyets. Again, if it has a base kibul, certainly it's makabel tuma. Here it's flat though. K'mar daf shel nachtumim. The parakamaych habayis, the makabel tumah midrabbanan. There it's makabel tumah midrabbanan. The hani afil midrabbanan toherim. Even though midday rice is being makabel tumah, if you're kliyets, you need a base kibul. But the davshon nachtumim is tumah midrabbanan because it has a use. Hani afil midrabbanan toherim. However, the chitzim over here are tahar even midrabbanan. K'deperishis le'el gabi mizgar to lamala haisel. Turn earlier, Hey Medalef Taisus explains what's the difference between the two. So if I say earlier, Hey Amid Aleph, there's a long Taisvis. We're not going to read the whole thing, honestly. But five lines up from the bottom, of Taisvis Hey Amid Aleph, he explains. He says, Ulekaman bepirkin. That's our daf. Damasicha bechitzim zacharim ksheira. you can use the wooden part of the spear if it has no base kibble. If it would be makabel tumah, even though it's only makabel tumah derabanan, it would be no good for schach. How does he know that? And in order for a garment to be makabel tumah, you have to be able to wear it. If you can wear it, it's makabel tumah. If you can't wear it, it's not makabel tumah. It has no use. Nonetheless, once it's 3x3, three tefachim by three tefachim, it's makabel tumah midrabanan. And the Gemara says, if you turn to Tezayin Amud Aleph, that's what Tosis is quoting. The Gemara says, Tezayin Amud Aleph, eight lines from the top, Omar Abaye, Matloini Yeshe'im Bahem Shalosh Al Shalosh, Loi Chazin Loi Lanim Loi Lashirim, that's kosher for Schach. If it has more than 3x3, it's no good for Schach. So once you have a garment, let's say you have a shirt that's made out of something that grows from the ground, why can't I use it as a... as a schach? So the Gemara says, once it's 3x3 and it's used as a garment, that's no good, even though it's not makabel tumah midoraisa. I guess if it would be usable, it'd be makabel tumah midoraisa. Even if it's not usable, once it's 3x3, you can't use it as a schach, even though it's only makabel tumah midrabanan. Av agav duo makabel tumah, says Taisis, hey mid alef, tumah only midrabanan. So Taisis says, kohani lo damu ledav shal nachtumim. No, it's because the chitim zecharim are not the same as the baker's board. Machma shadapim rechabim v'roy laniach aleihem davar gazur aleihem d'dami lebeis kibul. Taisa says that the spear is not the same as the baker's board, because the baker's board, you can put stuff on it. The handle of the spear has no use without the blade. What are you going to use it for? You can't put anything on it. I don't know if you could support anything with it. What are you going to do with it? So Taisa says, since it has no use alone, without the spear, without the blade, we weren't goyzer tumah midrabanan. But if you have trute kliyeh, you could put something on it, it would be tumah midrabanan and no good for schach. Why could you use these chitzim zecharim? Because Taisa says, they're not the same as the daf shel nachtumim. Daf shel nachtumim, you could put something on, this you can't do anything with it. So this, the spear, which doesn't have a base kibul, it doesn't have an indentation, you could use for schach, even though wooden kelim that have no base kibul are not tumi d'araisa, usually they're tumi d'arabanan, that's only the daf shel nachtumim, the baker's board, because you could put something on it. That's what Taisa said at Hamid Allen. Okay, so over here, it's not even makabel tumah midrabanan. What if you would have something, though, that would be makabel tumah midrabanan? What would Taisa say? Could you use it for schach, or is that called a dover hamakabel tumah? What do you think? Taisa said almost explicitly. What did Taisa say? Taisa is working very hard. He's schwitzing to explain to me why you could be used these poles of the spears for schach, because they're not even makabel tumah midrabanan, like the daf shel nachtumim, like the baker's board that is common makabel tumah midrabanan. Here is not even makabel tumah midrabanan. If it would be, for sure you can't use it for schach. That's how Taisa seems to assume. Almost states it explicitly. However, the Chumas Hadesh, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. If it's makabel tumah, even midrabanan, it's no good for schach. Taisis is going to be Gushitasa in a second. We'll see. However, the Chumas Hadeshen was asked about the following issue, not a common issue in our time. Can you use a ladder for schach? A wooden ladder. So the Chumas Hadeshen is asked over here, Ois Beis. This must have been a very common shayla. Sukkah Sharat, it's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Sukkah Sharatu Lahasim Lamala Sulam. A wooden ladder. Now, a wooden ladder has no base kibul. Right? Where are you going to put stuff in a ladder? No indentation to hold things. So it's not a base kibul. What is it? Pshute kliyeh. It's flat wooden kelim. So it says the Trumas Hadesh in Yireh Deshari. You could have a whole sukkah with ladders. That would be interesting. Sukkah. I have a friend who makes his sukkah every year out of Coke. You know, they bring those 2-liter bottles, they come in like these plastic Legos, you could pile them one on top of the other. So he's ordered so much Coke throughout the course of his life. His whole sukkah, I could do not, is built out of these Coke containers. Good. Build a window in with shades, the whole story. So fine, you could put on top of it ladders. It'd be interesting, but it'd be kosher. De ein schach posel. Af agav dekli who says the Trumas Hadeshen mikol makom loy mekabel tumah dekli eight shein lo base kibo and mekabel tumah. It doesn't have an indentation where it holds anything. Veloy davi lemat, even though it's mekabel tumah midrabanan. Lo davi lemat lani is the pchusim migimel al gimel the kasev atayz uperek b'bem alikin. B'shita shalosh al shalosh, same as safin b'hen. You can't use a garment once it's 3x3 because it's mekabel tuma midrabanan hasam. Yeah, that's different. Time a ho ba'ois mi beged gadol. How do you have a garment that's 3x3? If it's a garment, by definition, it's going to be bigger than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. You can't have a garment this size. Who's it covering? I mean, even a preemie would be no good. Who are you covering with this garment? So no, must be that it's a remnant of a larger garment. Oh, time a ho boz mi beged gadol shai roi lekabel tumah midoraisa. It came from a real garment, which was mekabel tumah midoraisa. That's why you can't use it for schach. But if it would just be a tumah derabanan in its own right, not that it came from a large garment that was mekabel tumah midoraisa, now that it's 3x3, it's still mekabel tumah midorabanan and retains some of the kedusha, the tumah derabanan. This from the very beginning has no base kibbutz. It's not makabel tuma midoraisa, only midrabanan, and it's not emanating, being derived from a tuma midoraisa itself. Is only tuma midrabanan. So says the tuma sadesh, not a problem. You could use your ladders, even though pshute kliyetz a makabel tuma midrabanan. You can use it for schach, even as long as it's makabel tuma only midrabanan. Why? Well, my says makabel tuma. Taitz's argument seems compelling. It's mekabel tumah midrabanan, you can't use it. It's mekabel tumah, after all. Why would the Trumas Hadeshen say, if it's only mekabel tumah midrabanan, you can use it? And this is quoted by the Bach. The Bach passes like the Trumas Hadeshen, the Mishnah Berurah passes like Tosfos. So Svasemis explains the argument of the Trumas Hadeshen. He says, Ma'ad de pshita lehu. He's really just arguing on Tosfos. But he says, Ma'ad de pshita lehu. The Bedavah mekabel tumah midrabanan. Pasuk one said, Rabbi said, what's the source for the psul of a davar makabel tumah is from what? A pasuk. The pasuk says, psul is garin v'yekev, it has to be stuff that's, I'm sorry, ba'asmacham garin chami yekvech, it has to be stuff that's derived from the garin and the yekev. Not like the garin and the, just like the garin and the yekev is not makabel tumah, so this has to be something which is not makabel tumah. Ma'ad de pshitulu, say yes, on Tosfos, how could you say something that's makabel tumah midrabanan is included in migarin chami yekvecha? It's not because Lamai says Makabel Tuma. It's telling you how Klal to call Makabel Tuma Eino Mahani Bohen. Hurak Mishum to Havi Dumyo to Psalas Garan Vyakov. Meaning, we could ask ourselves, very theoretical or important distinction, what is the Pasuk telling me? Is the Pasuk telling me that all your schach has to be similar to Garan Vyakov? That's what's kosher for schach. Anything that's not similar to Garan V'Yekev is not kosher for schach. So are we just looking for things that are similar to Garan V'Yekev? That's what, the fact that it's Makabel Tuma just shows you that it's not Garan V'Yekev. But the fact that it's Makabel Tuma is not itself the problem. It's not that you can't be misalik with something that's Makabel Tuma. The reason is because that is a siman, that is a sign, that demonstrates that's not similar to Garan V'Yekev. In which case, says the Sfasemis, it's only something that's Makabel Tumah Midoraisa, because we're looking for things that the Pasuk says are similar to Garan V'Yekev. So that means things that are not Makabel Tumah Midoraisa. The fact that the Chazal said something, what difference does that make? It still could be Midoraisa. It's similar to Garan V'Yekev. The problem is not independently that it's Makabel Tumah. The problem is that if it's Makabel Tumah Midoraisa, that shows that's not what the Torah is talking about when it said Garan V'Yekev, because it's too dissimilar. But if midoraisa is not makabel tumah, just Chazal imposed something afterwards, legislated something afterwards, how does that show that it's not similar to Garan V'Yekev? So says the Sfasemis, Hakal de kol makabel tumah, en mahani behen, hurak mishum de lo havi dumi, de psal is Garan V'Yekev, mekei ma bekachtu linyan tumah, hoistifu hachamim kama dvarim. Avu in yischach, en lanu lifsoil. The fact that it's makabel tumah is not itself the problem. It just shows that it's not similar to Garan V'Yekev. So if it's not makabel tumah midoraisa, it's similar to Garan V'Yekev, even if Chazal legislated subsequently the fact that it should be makabel tumah. However, Tosfos, that seems to be the argument of the Trumas Hadeshen. The fact that it's makabel tumah is not because there's no problem. The fact that it's makabel tumah, just if it's makabel tumah midoraisa, it shows you it's a siman that it's not similar to Garan V'Yekev. However, Tosfos probably understood the rule of the fact that it can't be something which is makabel tumah differently. They understood the rule, not that it's a siman of what's similar to Garen V'Yekev, what's not similar to Garen V'Yekev. They understood that we're deriving from Garen V'Yekev that if it's makabel tumah, that's a siba, that's a reason to disqualify it for schach. We're not looking for things that are similar to Garen V'Yekev and we're coming up with distinguishing factors. Rather, we are stating rules from Garen V'Yekev as what's kasha for schach. And we derive from Garen V'Yekev just like that's not makabel tumah. Anything that's makabel tumah is a problem because it's makabel tumah. Not because it's dissimilar to Garen V'Yekev. It's a siba. That's a reason to pass it for schach. So even if it's makabel tumah midrabanan, it should be no good. Rabbi, so you understand the difference? Are we deriving from Garen V'Yekev that it can't be makabel tumah because if it's makabel tumah, it's not similar to Garen V'Yekev? In which case, it would only be a problem if it's makabel tumah midrabanan, not midrabanan. Or we derive from Garen V'Yekev an independent principle. Not that it has to be similar to Garen V'Yekev, just we're deriving from there, schach can't be makabel tumah. In which case, if it's makabel tumah midrabanan, it's still no good. The fact that it's makabel tumah disqualifies it from the sukkah. The Shumas Hadishin holds, no, it doesn't disqualify from the sukkah. We're just deriving from there that it has to be something that's similar to Garen V'Yekev. If it's makabel tumah midrabanan, it's not similar to Garen V'Yekev. If it isn't, then it is similar. So fine, we understand why the sichab is a charm is kasher. Either because the fact that it's makabel tumah midrabanan doesn't bother me, or because it's not even makabel tumah midrabanan, it's not the same as a daf shel nachtumin that you could place something on, even though it doesn't have a base keyboard, you could place something on it, says makabel tumah midrabanan. Here, Tosfos says not even makabel tumah midrabanan. But what about the nekevos? Why can't you use the nekevos? After all, it's a base keyboard ha'asi lamalos. Yes, it's true, you have to have a base keyboard to be makabel tumah if it's kliates. That's because you could use it for stuff. You could put stuff there. Can you use the tip of the top of your handle of your spear for anything? No. Because you know what you're going to put there? Rabbi said, what are you going to put there? The blade. So it's a base kibul ha'asi l'malos. There's already something that's, you know, destined to be put into this base kibul at the top of the pole. You can't put other stuff there. You can't put a fruit punch there. It has to be used for the blade. You can't drink out of there. It's made for something in particular. So is that really called a base kibul or not? So Gemara says, Kamash Malan, you can't use it for schach, must be that it is a base kibul. Right? I mean, maybe we could read the Gemara differently, but that's how we read the Gemara. In the Gilyan Hashas, Rabbi Kiva Eger over here, he calls him a Tshuva Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov says, were he not afraid of Tosfos, he would have read the Gemara differently. He would have read the Gemara. Maybe it's not really called a base kibul. But since, because l'maisa, it's destined to be filled with the blade. It's not the same as a bowl, a wooden bowl. You can put anything in the wooden bowl. You can't put anything here. It's only the blade. So he said, I would have said, that the Gemara means is that it's no good for schach, not because it's makabel tumah midrabanan. Perhaps it's only makabel tumah midrabanan. Why? Because l'maisa, now it's open. It's a base kibul. But perhaps even though it's not called a base kibul, it's still no good for schach. Because you could make this mistake of thinking that it is a base kibul. But li'olam, a base kibul, also the malos, the base kibul that's destined to be filled is not a base kibul in general. Here, it's just no good for schach. That's what the Shvus Yaakov suggests. However, Tosfos doesn't learn like that. He's afraid of Tosfos. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos says over here, Dibbe Masko Mahu de Tema. He asks a problem. It says, Mashma mehacha deshmei kibul. Even though it is destined to be filled, you see that it's still no good for schach. Why? Because it's still considered to be a base kibul. Even though it's not open for any item, you have to put the blade there. It's made for the blade. It's still considered to be a base kibul. The Shvus Yaakov, again, that's the little sign over there, tells you, Shvus Yaakov says, maybe it is a base kibul. I'm sorry, it's not a base kibul, just no good for schach midrabanan. That's not how Tosfos learns. Tosfos learns, it is a base kibul. So he asks, he has a problem from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin, Vikashu, at least the way Rashi learns the Gemara, Vikashu, the Perish HaKuntra, the Soif Arba Mises, Gabi Kador Ve'emus. This is not talking about the basketball. It's talking about a ball that was used for shaping leather bags. So they took a leather ball. In order to shape the leather bag, you had to have a mold or shoes. And Amos is a mold that was used for shoes. So it was made out of leather. But you stuffed it full of rags. You can imagine now they would make shoes. So is that Makabel Tumah? It has a base kibul. The leather bowl or the leather shoe mold has an opening. You could put stuff in there, but it's made for the rags to stuff it in order to use as a mold. So is that Makabel Tumah or not? Rabbi Elazar v'Chacham Tzemachleik is Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim b'Seder Taurus. The Chachamim Oimrim ain Makabelin Tumah. Lefisha Klei or ain Makabelin Tumah. Elim Ken Yesh Lo Beis Kibul. The iskus l'sak, the pasuk says it has to be made out of sak. V'hai ho v'kibuo nase l'malois liyas milul l'seichai lames loish me beis kibul. Tosfos says here it's made to hold the rags, so it's beis kibul osi l'malois. It's destined to hold the rags. That's not called a beis kibul. It's not makabel tuma. These balls and the shoe mold. V'rebbe Lazar oimer makabel tuma. Because even though it's a base kibul or osi lamalos, it's destined to be filled with the rags, it's still makabel tumah. So what's the problem? Our Gemara emerges like Rabbi Elazar, that a base kibul or osi lamalos, even though this spear has an indentation which you're going to put the blade in, that's considered to be a base kibul, it's makabel tumah, no good for skach. That should emerge like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that the ball that's made to be filled with the rags, the leather ball, or the leather shoe mold that's made to be filled with the rags, is makabel tumah. The Chachamim hold it's not, because it's Asi L'Malos. The problem is, Ulupeirushoi, says Taisis, Asi Maskana D'Shmaitin K'Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar Shamutehu. Rebbe Elazar was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. We never paskin like Rebbe Elazar. So how could it turn out like that? So we have a problem. Then Taisis adds fuel to the fire. We have another problem, because there's a Mishnah Mesechtas Kelim. We don't normally think like this, but garments can be makabel tumah. If it is, you have to put it in a mikvah. And kalim can be makabel tumah. Any utensils we're discussing. So are tefillin considered to be a kli for kabbalah's tumah? Are tefillin makabel tumah? So the Mishnah says, yes. The tefillin shel roish, because it has four compartments that's meant to hold stuff. It has a base kibul. Klei ar, it's made out of skin, but it's made to hold things. Makabel tumah. The batim, the cloth, the batim. So Taisa says, what about mehad the sign of Mesechtas Kelim, Berak Yeches, Mishnah Ches, that tefillin, Dalet Kelim? It is makabel tumah. Ve'ein l'cha osi l'malos, yosim tefillin. Tefillin is only one thing you're going to put there. What are you going to put there? The cloth. In each one of the compartments, you're going to put the cloth. So it's osi l'malos. It's destined to be filled. Nonetheless, it's makabel tumah. So our Gemara, the Mishnah Mesechtas Kelim, implies something that is destined to become filled is still considered to be a base kibul and is makabel tumah. That's why you can't use the chitzim in the kevis. The problem is, and that's why tefillin is makabel tumah. The problem is the Gemara in Sanhedrin that the opinion of the Chachamim, which is how we paskin, that the kador and the amos, these two molds that were filled with rags, are not makabel tumah. Because it's meant to be filled with the rags. Even though it's a leather garment, a leather bag, it's meant to be filled with rags and sealed. So it's not makabel tumah, because base kibul osi lamalos. So it's a base kibul, something which is can hold something, but it's meant to be filled, considered to be makabel tumah or not. It's destined to be filled. Is it makabel tumah or not? Our Gemara and the Mishnah Mesechtas Kelim say yes. The Gemara Mesechtas Sanhedrin seems to say no. And it's a stira in the Rambam too. Look over here. Oizdala, the Rambam says, Hilchos Sukkah, Sichacha b'chitzim zecharim k'shera, b'nekevos psua. Even though it's destined to have the blade you're going to put into the chitzim, the kevis, base kibuhu, makabel tumah, kuklei kibul, kukol klei kibul. It's makabel tumah, because even though it's destined to become filled, it's makabel tumah. The Rambam, no, because Kalim writes, base kibul, osi lamalos, ain't a base kibul. If you have a base kibul that's destined to become filled with something, that's not a base kibul. If it's not a base kibul, why the chitzim in the cave is possible to sachech? So again, we have a contradiction. How could you resolve the contradiction? So there's two possibilities, the Acharonim suggest. One is, that's suggested over here by the Me'iri. Me'iri writes, and Tosfos brings this up, but he rejects it, that perhaps there's a difference between when you leave, what you're ever going to use to put in the fill in this base kibul, you're going to leave it there forever, or sometimes you remove it. He says, by the molds, no one ever opened up the kador and the amos again. You put in rags and you sealed it forever. It was like that forever. Nobody opened up these things. So it was sealed forever. That's why that's not makabel tumah. even though it's a base kibul, it's asur lamalos, and to leave it like that forever. So it's not makabel tuma now. You're going to leave it like that. However, by the spears and the handle, or by the tefillin, you sometimes will open the separate them. I don't think they kept the spears attached to the handles. I think they would, you know, probably post them on the wall. You put the spear here, you know, the blade here. You sharpen the blade. You do whatever it is. You detach it from the handle, and then you put it back on. You're constantly detaching, put it back on, detaching, putting it back on. So that's what the Meiri says. Kol nekavasi lamalois miloy oilam. If you're going to fill it forever and leave it like that, it's not a base kibul. The spears was only temporary. You would go out to war, you'd attach it. Therefore, it's makabel tuma. So to the Aruch Lener adds, to the Meiri, the Meiri doesn't address the tefillin, the Aruch Lener adds, Yeshlemer the tefillin lo nikru habatim osi lamalus lo'olam kevin lufamim tzarech liftaisan lahoitzi ha-parashios ulubaitkan. You have to take the parashios out of the tefillin once in a while to check it. So that's also not called osi lamalus. Also not called osi lamalus. You're going to open up the tefillin to check it. Whereas the molds in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, you're going to leave like that forever. Okay, so one distinction is perhaps it makes a difference how long you're going to leave the item that you plan to fill the base kibul with. How long are you going to leave it there? If you leave it there forever, not makabel tuma. If you're only going to leave it there temporarily, shas mechama, once in a while, tefillin, you're going to open it to check it, then it is a base kibul and it is makabel tuma. That's a nice, neat way of resolving the contradiction. Another possibility is, which I think is more obvious, everybody says even more obvious, is I know there's a difference between before it's filled and while it's filled. When is the Gemara Masechta Sukkah talking about that a base kibul asur lamalos is still considered to be a base kibul, even though you're going to put the blade of the spear there? You can't use it as schach. That's before you put the blade there. Yes, once you put the blade there, it's not makabel tuma. Before you put the blade there, it is makabel tuma, even though it's destined to have something there. Still makabel tuma. It's a base kibul lemaisa. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin is talking about after it's already filled. After it's already filled, it's not makabel tuma. We're talking about before it's filled. I think that's obvious. Who shall think Gemara over here? Oitz Ches Rabbi says she called kli eitz sheyesh la base kibul roy le kabel tuma. Even though it's going to become filled, ad shalom miluhu hareyu kikli kibul. Until you fill it, it's like a kikibul. Mashma, once you fill it, it's no longer a kikibul. So you can resolve the contradiction very easily. One is talking about our case of slach, so no one's being masachik the sukkah with blades. I mean, could you imagine how dangerous that would be? Is one piece of schach falls, so you're going to have a tragedy. So it can't be a masachik the sukkah with spears that have blades attached to them. You could put blades on them. Oh, so but right now that's a base kibul. That's not good for schach. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin is talking about where it's already a filled mold. You put the rags in already. Oh, so that's why it's a base kibul. Also, the malos that's already molui is not makabel tuma. What about the tefillin? Tefillin is already full tefillin. It's already full. It's already, the parashis are there. Why is it makabel tuma then? If it's already full... So Chazanish patches up this answer. Chazanish says, yeah, but even if you have your parashiyas in your tefillin, there's still opening there. See here, when you put the rags inside of the ball, there's no base kibul left. You stuff the thing with the rags. The tefillin, you put parashiyas there, but it's not really sealed. Half the time the tefillin opens. You know, the crack opens, and you have to get the tefillin guy to fill it again or whatever. Seal it again. And even so, the parashiyas, you can, you know, rattle around a little bit. We try and fill the void, the space. But there's some space left. So says the Chazanish, tefillin is a bad example. It's not osur lamalos entirely, because it's not sealed entirely, and there's a little space inside. However, if you have something that's sealed entirely, like the mold, once it's sealed, it's sealed. And it's no longer considered to be a base kibul. The reason why it can't be masachik with these poles is because even though it's a base kibul, osur lamalos, lamaisa now, it is not full. So therefore, you can't use it as chach. So what emerges is two yeshuvim in the achrayim for when is a base kibul, and the rishayim, When is a base kibbol? Say the mouse is considered to be a base kibbol. Some say it's only if you plan on leaving it there forever. The blade you're going to take in and out. If you plan on leaving it in the base kibbol forever, it's not mekabel tuma even before you fill it. The other answer is no. There's a difference between when it's full and when it's not full. When it's not full, even though it's destined to become full, it's still mekabel tuma. Once it is full, like the mold, it's not mekabel tuma. So the reason why it can't be mesachek with these poles that have the nekevos have the indentation, the base kibbol, even though you're going to put blades there, is either because you haven't put the blades there yet, or because you don't leave the blades there forever. But if you leave them there forever and you already put them there, everyone would hold. You could use it. It would be not mekabel tuma. So nafkamina comes up not so much in hilchos chach. It comes up in hilchos mikvos. Hilchos mikvos also can't be made with things that are mekabel tuma. You can't have water that was in a utensil. That's called clay, mayim she'uvim. It has to be rainwater that was never in a utensil. But what if it was in a utensil that has a base kibbol? Or what if the mikvah is built with utensils that have a base kibbol, but it's a base kibbol asilamalos? You say, where did you have such a situation? Every mikvah almost. That's built with tiles. Anybody ever see the back of a tile? Back of a tile oftentimes have ridges. Base kibbol. But, so the tile, before you attach it to the ground, mekabel tuma maybe. Maybe it's destined to be attached to the ground. Maybe anything that's destined to be attached to the ground, not mekabel tuma, we'll have to discuss that when we get to schach mats. Fine. But it also has a base kibbol. So maybe it's mekabel tuma by virtue of the fact that it's a base kibbol. Yeah, but it's a base kibbol. Ha'asi l'malois. You're going to take this tile. What are you going to do? Put it into the cement in the bottom of the mikvah. And once you put it there, you're going to leave it there. So there were some who were chayshish to use special tiles for the mikvah that have no indentations on the back. Flat tiles. Can't use your regular cardstock, you know, Home Depot tiles. You have to get special tiles that have a flat, you know, the smooth side where the enamel is, that's always flat. The other side would be no good if it has ridges. However, Rav Asher Weiss in his Trivus in the Minchas Asher suggests now that everyone should hold this is okay. Why? Because it's already attached to the ground when you're going to use it for the mikvah, and it's going to stay there forever. Everyone holds in such a situation a base kibbos in the malos is not a kabel tuma. So you should be able to use these tiles once they're already attached to the ground because you plan on leaving it there and it's already attached to the ground. So the tiles should not be makabel tuma. Then the Gemara continues. Okay, we understand with the whole story with the spears. But the Gemara continues with another interesting issue with regards to this fact that it can't be makabel tuma. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Sichacha ba'nitze pishton. You made your sukkah, the schach, out of ba'nitze pishton psula. That's no good. Hutznei pishton kshera. What's the difference between hutznei pishton and anitze pishton? First of all, what's pishton? Flax. Grows from the ground. So it grows from the ground. It is a davar shegidulo min haaretz. However, you take the flax and you have to do a number of processes to it in order to process it into string. You have to boil it and comb it and so you have to do many different things. So if it's produced to a certain degree, it's anite pishtan. Rashi says, which means. If you already combed it, that was one of the stages of preparing the flax for string. You already combed it. Once you did that, it's already processed enough that you can't use it for schach. Unse hutznei pishtan means that it's not processed at all. Or not processed enough, and therefore it's kosher. Hushnei pishtan is somewhere in between. All right. Why can't you use it? Let's say it's processed already. It's already been combed. Why can't you use it for schach? There's a four-way machlekes harishonim. Rashi says over here, which comes up. Rashi says over here, sichacha ba'anitze pishtam psula. It's no good if you already combed it. Why not? Says Rashi. Is it makabel tuma, by the way? Begadim? No. It's not usable for anything. String is not makabel tuma. What is makabel tuma? A beged, a garment. We said even if it's 3x3. This is spools of thread. or less than that. It's been combed to be made into string. Rashi says, nonetheless, roy letame b'negoyim. It could be metame negoyim. You might not have known this. You should. We all should. But it's a pasuk in the Torah. You would think the pasukim in the Torah we would know, but lo and behold, we often don't. The pasuk says in Parashat Shmini, in order to become tame for garments, pasuk says, mikol keli kol asheyi pogav mehem b'mosam yitma, anything that the sheretz or the dead body touches becomes tame. Mikol keli eitz, if it's a base keyboard and it's made out of wood. O beged, o or, o sock. A garment, a leather bag, or something that's made out of a sock. Sackcloth. Also makabel tumas negoyim. Tumas begadim. If it comes in contact with a dead guy or sheretz. However, it has to be a beged. Thread, no. However, in tumas negoyim, if you remember from Parshas Tazria, one of the things that could be metame tumas negoyim is garments. There's a thing called tumas nige begadim. Not only if you find the nige tzaras on your body, on your garment too. So the pasuk says, im yira hakoyen at the end of Parshas Tazria, v'ine lo pasa nega ba beged o ba shesi o ba erev. Not only is it a beged, but it says, O bishasi o be'erev. Here it is. Ha beged kiye bo nega tzaras be'beged semer o be'beged pishtim. First of all, nige begadim, we might not have remembered, only applies to two types of garments. By tumas begadim never distinguishes. By nige tzaras, it only applies to semer. What's semer? What's semer? Wool. How do you say cotton? This is semer rechelin. Tzemer Gefen is cotton. This is Tzemer Recholim, sheep wool. O Beged Pishtim. There's only two types of garments where there's Nige Begadim, flax or wool. And O Bishasi O Ba'erev. What's a Shasi V'erev? A crisscross. But it also means thread, the warp and the woof. If it's a warp and a woof, that's not that could be makabel tumas nige begadim. So says Rashi, over here we're discussing thread of flax. Flax is one of the two things, wool or flax, makabel tumas negoyim. And it's thread. The pasuk says, shesi or erev. Even the thread is makabel tuma by negoyim, not by regular tuma. Only tumas nige begadim. So Rashi says, shechein roi letami b'negoyim. It could be makabel tumas negoyim. Who said that because it's makabel tumas negoyim, that's no good for schach? So Rashi quotes him in Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Look over here, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Sumchas Oimer, Sichacha B'tivoy Psula. If you have spun flax string, it's pasul. For schach, Mipnei Shemetame B'negoyim. Since it's Metame B'negoyim, it's no good for schach. That's called a davar hamakabel tuma. Not only tumas meis, tumas sheretz, even tumas nige begadim is considered to be makabel tuma for schach. Tosfos in this long Tosfos agrees with Rashi, but he disagrees with one point. Rashi says we're talking about stuff that is not spun yet as string; it's just been combed. So if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos says maybe 13 lines, 12 lines from the bottom. Right in the middle of the line is Lachein Nireh. It's right above the Kaman Tes Vav Amid Aleph. Tosfos disagrees and he says, we can't be talking about string that isn't spun yet. String that isn't spun is not Makabel Tumas Negoim Deiraisa. Because the pasuk says, Shesi V'Erev. It has to be that you could use it for sewing. You can't use this unprocessed flax string for sewing. Lachein Nireh Da'anitze Pishton. Here it's not spun yet for thread. It's not makami negoim deraisa. What did Sumcha say is matami tumas negoim deraisa? Tivoy. It's spun as thread. Here we're discussing even before it's spun as thread. So Taisa says, fine, it's no good for schach midrabanan. This is Taisa's Lashitasai. It's makabo tumas negoim midrabanan. However, karavulatuma, gaza behurabanan. But really, in order to be pasul for negayim, in order to be tami negayim deiraisa, it would have to be already spun as thread. Fine. But how do Rashi and Tosfos both learn our Gemara? We're talking about thread of flax. That's makabel tumas negoyim. That's considered to be makabel tuma, and it's no good for schach. Based on sumchus shita and the Gemara and Shabbos, if it's makabel tumas negoyim, that's no good for schach. It's considered to be a davar makabel tuma. Even though it's not makabel classical tuma, makabel tumas negoyim. The Rambam and the Ravid don't subscribe to Rashi and Tosfos shita. They don't paskin like sumchus. Sumchus, if the fact is the Gemara goes out of its way to identify sumchus as the one who says this, that implies there are those who argue. Sumchus is the only one who said this. The Chachamim say the fact that it's mekabel tumas negoim is not a reason to say there's mekabel tuma that is no good for schach. You know why? Because there's another halacha by negoim that what? There's another halacha by negoim that if you have a bayis hamenuga, what's a bayis hamenuga? You have a nega on your house. What do you have to do with the whole house? What do you have to do with the house? You take it apart and destroy it. What if you had wood there? What if you had a rovis there built into your plaster house? It's all, it has to get destroyed. So you see that anything could be makabel tumas bayis hamenuga. You have a nega tzaras in the house, even if it itself is not makabel tuma, even if you have soilless garen v'yekev built into your house, it's included in the bayis hamenuga. So how could you have anything that's kosher for schach, your schach mat, if it would be built in a bayis hamenuga, would be no good. Be makabel tumas nigei batin. So Tosfos argues, we can't paskin like sumchis. If we're going to assume like sumchis, that the fact is makabel tumas negoim is no good for schach, so then everything is no good for schach. Because everything, if it would be in a bayis hamenuga, would be a tamei tumas negoim. You could argue and say that's different. You know why? Because the bayis hamenuga is not makabel tuma. See, what does it mean to be makabel tuma? Makabel tuma means it's susceptible to tuma or it accepts tuma from something else. See, a bayis hamenuga is itself the source of the tuma. Oh, that's different. Maybe that's not called makabel tuma. Maybe makabel tuma means to accept the tuma from something else. Like a garment accepts the tuma from the nega. A bayis hamenuga might be different. The whole thing might be considered to be itself the tuma. Interesting distinction. Either way, the Rambam doesn't agree with the Rashi and Tosfos. He learns this whole Gemara differently. The reason why the anitzei pishtun are no good, says the Rambam, sicha bepishtei eitz, shaloi dakosam alnafsan ksheira shadayin eitzu. But he says, imdak v'nafet oisan eimisachim boi, it's been changed. You know why you can't be mesachek with it? It's been changed. It's been altered. What's the first rule? This has nothing to do with makabel tuma, because of tumas negoim. It has to do with gidulei karka. This is no longer gidulei karka. Even though flax grows from the ground, but it has to retain its the way that it grew from the ground. If you alter it into something else, that's no good. So, for example, you want to be mesachech with paper. Could you use paper as schach? It's just wood. I don't know if paper is still made from wood. I think it is. A wooden soup. So, is that good for... They don't take trees and slice it very thin. I think it's a wood composite. So, is that good? But it's been changed. It's made into like an oatmeal type thing and then dried. So it's been changed. So the Paiskim say, Bikurei Yaakov says, no, you can't be Mesachek, according to the Rambam, with paper. Because it's been changed. Not because it's Mekabel Tumah. It's not Gedulei Karka anymore. Even though paper grows from the ground, we all know, saving the trees. But it's been changed. So that's why it's no good for Schach. So the Rambam says, you know why you can't use the Anitze Pishtan? Because it's flax, but it's been changed into string. That's no good. It's no longer gidulei karka. And Rashi and Tosfos say, no, it's because it's mekabel tumas negoim. Flax, string, is exeris hakasa by big day nige begadim, that if it says, o b'shesi, o b'eruv, b'beged pishtim, o b'beged semer, wool of a sheep, or flax that's made into string, a thread is makabel tumas negoim. Says makabel tumas negoim is considered to be makabel tumah for schach too. The difference between the Rambam and the Rashi and the Tosfos will be This is already quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. It's mentioned by the Shulchan Gibarim. Is what about other things that grow from the ground that are made into thread? What else grows from the ground that's made into thread? Cotton, what he calls Tzemer Geffen. Or cannabis. Anybody want to guess what cannabis is? If you get this right, you have a problem. Not canvas. Not canvas. It's hemp flax, which is very common to be used for building. But it's not pishtan, it's not tzemer. So you don't have to say it's a kutzav of tumas negoim. But it's been changed, it's been altered. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Shaar, hayoyitz min ha'etz, kegoyim tzemer geffen v'kanabus, av bishadako yisam v'nifza, ein aleim tarez tumah klal. But if it's been changed, it's been changed. Ufi dvar v'ein chilek v'ein pishtan v'kanabus v'tzemer geffen. But according to the Rambam, it's not dependent on tumah. It depends on the fact it's no longer due a karka, so you couldn't use these things. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Shulchan Gibarim should be a difference between the Rambam and Tosis, and we're machmir for both. So keep this in mind. We're going to come up as we get to the srach mats. This issue is going to come back up again. Is the anitzei pishtan possible because it's makabel tumas negoim, or is it possible because it's been altered? It's been changed from the way it grew from the ground. It's no longer considered to be due a karka.